Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost bunts towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. McCoskey moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Fain reaches second base with a double. McCoskey scores. Vallo goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Coleman moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores bunts in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Handley moves to second. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sanford moves to second. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Sanford reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-0 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dillinger. Flores moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flores scores. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Moss and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lehner moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lehner scores. Coleman scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bob Savage now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sanford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger bunts towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanford moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Sanford scores. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leaner for the out. Berardino moves to third. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berardino scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Handley for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarilla hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lehner moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick fields it and throws to third for the out. Chapman moves to second. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berardino scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.